Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 intro blueprint for low-end pressure in jungle and old-school DNB. In this lesson, we're not treating the intro like dead space before the drop. We're building it like a pressure system. The goal is to make the listener feel the groove, the darkness, and the sub-weight before the full drums and bass actually arrive. That way, when the drop lands, it doesn't just feel loud, it feels earned. For this style, the intro is doing a lot of work. It needs to set up the sub language, introduce the break DNA, create atmosphere, and stay DJ friendly. That means we want control, contrast, and movement. And the big idea here is simple: automation first. Instead of stacking a bunch of sounds and hoping the energy happens, we shape the energy bar by bar with filter changes, reverb movement, volume rides, and bass reveals. So let's build the mindset first. Think in layers of reveal, not layers of volume. First, the tone, then the rhythm, then the harmonic pressure, then the motion. If you throw everything in at once, the intro feels fully spent too early. But if you reveal each layer with intention, the back half of the intro starts to feel dangerous. That's what we want for jungle and darker DNB. A sense that something is waking up. Start by setting the arrangement frame in Ableton's arrangement view. Decide early whether you're making an 8-bar intro or a 16-bar intro. For old-school jungle energy, 16 bars is often more mix-friendly. For a quicker roller, 8 bars can work if the groove arrives fast enough. Place your drop marker at bar 9 or bar 17, depending on the length you choose. Then map out the intro with a few reference points. The first atmosphere reveal, the break reveal, the bass tease, the final tension push, and the drop. That arrangement decision matters more than people think, because in DNB, the structure is part of the sound design. A great automation curve can make a weak section feel alive, and a weak arrangement can make great sounds feel random. Now build the atmosphere bed. This is not meant to be a huge synth wash sitting on top of the track. It should feel like a dark room around the drums. Use something like Waveatable, analog, or operator. Waveatable is great if you want a shifting pad or texture. Operator is great if you want a sine-based drone. Analog is good for a warmer, slightly dusty bed. Put a low-pass filter on it, somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz depending on the sound. Then add hybrid reverb for width and depth. Keep the reverb fairly large, but don't drown the mix. A decay around 4 to 8 seconds can work well, with a wet mix kept in a controlled range so the atmosphere feels spacious, not blurry. Use EQ8 to cut the low end aggressively. In this kind of intro, the atmosphere should not be fighting the kick or sub. If needed, cut everything below 150 to 250 Hz. That keeps the low end pressure clean. Now automate that atmosphere. In the first 4 bars, keep it muted and closed. Then slowly open the filter over bars 5 to 8. If you're doing a 16-bar intro, keep the atmosphere evolving into bars 9 through 16, with a little more reverb presence and texture by the back half. This is your tonal room. It creates depth before the rhythm even fully shows up. Next, build the break layer. For jungle and old school DNB, the break is essential, but in the intro it should usually be ghosted, not fully unleashed. You want rhythm identity without giving away all the impact. Slice a break in simpler or arrange chopped audio clips manually. If you're using an Amen style fragment pattern, keep it sparse at first. A kick here, a snare there, a few ghost hats, maybe a little stutter. The point is not to show everything. The point is to suggest motion. Warp your break so it locks into the grid cleanly, but don't overquantize the life out of it. A little swing, a little looseness, a little grime goes a long way here. That dusty human feel is part of the jungle character. For processing, drum bus can help tighten and punch the break. A touch of saturator can add some edge. EQ8 can clean up low mud, especially if the break is eating into the sub region. And if the break is masking your bass hints, you can use a light sidechain style ducking approach or simply tame the clip gain. A really important teacher tip here: if every break hit is loud and perfect, the intro loses tension. Ghost notes matter. Lower some of the chops. Let certain hits land a little softer or slightly behind the grid. That makes the groove feel alive and keeps the drop from arriving too early emotionally. Now let's introduce the sub-bass tease. This is where a lot of people make the mistake of showing the full bass line too soon. Don't do that. In this intro, the listener should feel the bass concept, not hear the final phrase in full detail. Use operator in sine mode or Waveatable with a pure sine or triangle starting point. Keep it simple. Keep it deep. Keep it focused. Use short note lengths, maybe eighth notes or quarter notes, and place them sparingly. You're not writing the drop yet. You're implying its gravity. Stay around the 40 to 60 Hz range depending on the key of the tune. Keep the sub mono. If needed, use utility with the width at 0% on that layer. Low-end pressure only works when the energy is centered and controlled. You can lightly saturate the sub so it reads on smaller systems, but be careful not to overcook it. The goal is presence, not fuzz. If you want a little more movement toward the drop, automate a low-pass filter opening slightly over time, just enough to hint that the sound is becoming more active. Place the sub notes in a sparse call and response pattern. Maybe a couple of notes in the first four bars, a little more movement in bars 5 to 8. Then a stronger hint in the final bars, but still not the full drop line. That restraint is what makes the actual drop hit harder later. Now add a low mid-bass movement layer. This is the part that turns the intro from nice atmosphere with drums into a proper DNB scene. A restyle layer or gritty low mid-bass patch is perfect here. Use two detune saws in wavetable or analog. Keep the detune subtle, maybe 5 to 15 cents. Put a low pass on it so the body stays controlled, and add saturation so the bass has harmonic presence. This layer should live mostly in the low mid zone, not in the true sub region. The sub still belongs to your clean low end anchor. The res or movement layer is there to create pressure, tension, and narrative. If you're using an instrument rack, map a few macros. One for filter cutoff, one for drive, one for width, one for reverb or delay amount. That gives you an automation-first workflow that feels fast and musical. In the first four bars, keep it narrow and filtered. In bars 5 to 8, let it open up and get a little dirtier. In the last part of the intro, let the tension peak, then pull it back slightly before the drop. That pullback is important. It gives the drop somewhere to go. A really effective jungle move here is call and response. Maybe the break answers the bass. Maybe the bass stabs after a snare fill. Maybe a short atmospheric tail hangs after the phrase ends. That conversation between elements is very old school, very jungle, and still works beautifully in darker modern rollers. Now let automation become the main engine. This is the heart of the blueprint. Don't just keep adding layers. Make the existing layers evolve. Automate your auto filter cutoff on the atmosphere, and maybe on the bass layer too. Automate reverb, wet levels so the intro starts wide and hazy, then gets a bit more focused as the drop approaches. Automate delay feedback for little throws on selected hits. Automate utility width to go from narrow to wide, or wide to narrow depending on the moment you want. A strong automation map might look like this. First four bars, atmosphere is filtered, bass is barely there, break is ghosted. Bars 5 to 8, the filter opens, the bass tease becomes clearer, the break becomes more present. Bars 9 to 12, the res layer enters, the room gets denser, and the drums tighten. Bars 13 to 16, tension peaks. Then you give a final sweep or a reverse wash right before the drop. The key is phrase logic. Every automation move should do one of three things: expose more groove, expose more low-end weight, or create a pullback before impact. If you're just automating for movement with no musical reason, the intro will feel busy but not powerful. Now shape the drum bus. If your intro has drums, route them into a group and treat them as one system. Use EQ 8 to clear out any sub junk below about 25 to 35 Hz. Use drum bus gently if you want more punch or texture. Glue compressor can help if the group feels too loose, but keep it subtle. We're not trying to crush the intro, we're trying to make it feel controlled. For jungle and old school vibes, the drums in the intro should feel like they're being discovered, not fully unleashed. Slightly softer transients can actually help the drop feel bigger. If the break is too aggressive too early, you've spent too much energy before the main section even begins. Now add tension effects sparingly. This is where people often overdo it. In underground DNB, effects should connect the phrases, not decorate every second. Use echo for a selective delay throw. Use hybrid reverb for tails. Use autopan or frequency shifter if you want a weird motion on a noise layer or transition sound. Use utility if you want to quickly move from narrow to wide or back again. A great move is to save your biggest effects for the last bar or last half bar of the intro. Maybe a reverse wash on bar 15. Maybe a snare fill with a delay throw on the last beat. Maybe a tension riser that gets cut off abruptly just before the drop. That pre-drop vacuum is powerful. Sometimes removing the tails for a half bar before impact makes the first downbeat feel much bigger than adding another riser ever could. Before you finish, check the low end in mono. This is a non-negotiable in DNB. Put utility on the master temporarily and check mono compatibility. Make sure the sub is centered. Make sure your reese is not spreading into the low end. Make sure the atmosphere is high past and not clouding the bottom. The main low end zones to remember are simple. Sub below about 80 Hz, low mid base around 80 to 250 Hz, and atmosphere mostly out of the low end entirely. If all those layers are stepping on each other, the intro will feel huge and solo but weak in the full mix. And don't make the intro too big. That's a classic mistake. If everything is loud, wide, bright, and full by bar 4, the drop has nowhere to go. Leave headroom. Leave emotional space. The best ENB intros often feel slightly underplayed right up until the final two bars. Here's a strong way to think about the whole thing. The intro should reveal the tune in stages. First, the atmosphere tells you where you are. Then the break tells you how it moves. Then the sub hint tells you what kind of weight is coming. Then the reese or low mid bass says, okay, now the pressure is real. Then the final transition tells you the room is about to collapse. That's the blueprint.